Okay, between 5 to 15 years old age. Do you know why this today is special? Abdul is out dressed. Huh? Yeah.
Pongal.
Pongal. Yes. What do you call that in Sanskrit? Yeah. I said 5 to 15. Why you people are answering? Yeah. Never mind.
Sanskriti.
Sanskriti. It's very good. At least you are connecting to the right letters. Yes. No, between 5 to above 15. Above 15, who is here? Oh. All the rest of them are like, they are not raising their hand. They all think that they are okay. Okay, still 5 to 15. What is today? Why is today special? Sankranti. Yeah, what are you waiting for? Okay, can somebody say the full name of it? Full name of it? Huh? What is the full name of today's festival? Still below 15 I am talking. Now, between 15 to 20. Yeah.
Makara Sankranti.
Okay. Do you know, you can't sit like that. You have to sit like other people. No moving. No, nothing like that. You have to still. You have to sit still. Yeah. And for 1 hour. Absolutely no. If you can't do that, you have to go back and sit. Okay. Now, Makara Sankranti. Okay. Now, still between 15 to 20. Mr. Prem. Huh? You are about 20. What's your age? What's your age? 24. Okay. Now, still between 15 to 20. Okay. Why Makara Sankranti is special?
Sun
falls
in the east.
It has to do with the sun. Okay. That part is very clear. Okay, let's accept. Do you know the answer?
God's marriage.
God's marriage? Yesterday they did God's marriage. She is stuck on it. Very good. Yeah, at least, important point. But that is not the reason. That's not associated with what I am talking about. Yes. Who has? Harini? Makara Sankranti? Why is it special? He said sun, but I want full answer. Yes.
Because sun rises directly in the east and sets directly in the west.
Isn't he okay? Does he really do that? Really? In here? No, that happens only at the equator. Only if you are at the equator that happens. Okay. Yeah. Sun, where does sun rise? Hello. Which direction does he rise? Hello.
East.
Okay, thank you. At least I want to hear. There is consensus on that point at least. Okay. Now, when the sun is setting, is rising in the east and setting in the west, does not exactly happen like that. He starts, he has two choices. Rarely he will go straight across. Either he has to go towards the north direction and then sets in the west, or he will go towards the south direction and sets in the west. Therefore, exactly you will see that what happens is only if you are close to equator, you will see exactly mid-noon the sun is on the top of you. Here you don't see the mid-noon, you don't, because depends on where you are located on the earth. Yeah. So, when the sun is going towards the north and setting in the west, then what happens is there is a longer light period. When the sun is going towards the south and setting in the west, there is shorter light period. When sun is going towards this northeast direction and settling, it is called that half of the year. It happens half the time is doing this, half the time is doing that. The half the time is going towards the north is called Uttarayanam. The half the time is going towards the south is called Dakshinayanam. Ayana means path. Uttara means path towards the north. Dakshina means southward path, northward path. When the sun is going in the southward path, now all the adults are also learning. Don't feel bad. None of them actually know all these details. They're all, I'm only putting you on the spot, but they're also learning and, oh yeah, man, I didn't know that. I'm glad you didn't ask me to explain that. Yes, I know exactly what's going on in the heads of the adults. So now when the north side, when he's going, there's more light, right? Starting from today onwards, actually, you will see that there's more and more light. And starting from when he starts traveling towards the south, there is less. And therefore, these guys have to adjust their calendars, right? Yeah, time adjustment, sending the clock up and down. They don't exactly do at this period, but they do it in... Calendar means what? Calendar means I... Calendar and day, Japanrani, Babare. Okay. Like dates, January, February, like dates. Okay? Yeah. What is the date today? 2018. Okay. We are so blessed and blissed. Yeah. We are living by that time and constantly watching that clock. That fellow doesn't, he only goes by years. What is the date today? He said 2018. You see how blessed the children are? If you ask the date today, now you're looking at, oh, Shekharji already wrote 15 minutes. When is he going to start the Rudrami? That's what the adults are thinking. I know exactly. When is he going to start the second Anuvakam? What is this to do with second Anuvakam? That's the, there is complete relevance. Bhagavan's, Baba's grace is so immense. There is a reason why we are starting this second Anuvakam on Makara Sankranti. And you will understand why that is so once you start learning the second Anuvakam. Now, where am I? Makara Sankranti. Yeah, Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam. So the sun here represents our intellect. Our body is representative of the earth. Our mind is the moon. Our intellect is the sun. Hello, follow this carefully. So we are thinking, sun is outside, moon is outside. What is this to do with all of me? Who cares, you know, all these details of Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam. Why, who cares about all these details? How does it matter to me? Yes, it matters to us. Just like your intellect, when it goes towards the path of God, which is called Uttarayanam, or it can go towards the world, Dakshinayanam. You have two choices. Your intellect can be turned towards, hello, paying attention. God, it is going towards the direction of north, or go towards the
south.
Going south means going to the world. You know, so I'm going south, something is going south means bad. No, hello. In English we say, things are going south, they say, right? Yeah, they say things are going south means usually things are not going well. Yeah, there is a saying like that. Don't raise your hand. Only question you raise your hand. Otherwise, listen. Question? Not question from me. Question from me, you have to raise your hand. Okay. Statement. Wow. Statement, no time for statements. Okay. Because it is a hall, you know, festival day, I'll give you a chance. Go. State. What do you want to state? No. That is different. Okay. It's not a statement. It is a very confused question. Yeah. Yeah, you say in Sankalpam. From today onwards, you say Uttarayane. Now, the Sankalpam means, now he's saying, every day you are supposed to say Sankalpam, then you know. Today when you say Sankalpam, till yesterday, you said Dakshinayane. From today, you say Uttarayane. What is the Rutu? What is the season? Hemanta Rutau. Then what is the Masam? Pushya Vase. What is the Paksham? Krishna Pakshe. Are, look at me. You asked a question, you look at me. Are you saying all these things? You don't, I know. Yes. Doesn't mean if you don't say, don't feel bad. Your father should be saying at least, yeah. Is that the reason why all gods don't like the direction of south? No, that's a very interesting question. Now, which direction is Baba facing in this center?
North.
No. You are very smart. He's showing. Which direction is which direction is he facing? East, north, west, south? Which direction is he facing? Hey, did I ask the adults? Yeah.
Northwest.
Ooh. Did you put it on your iPhone? Oh my God! These kids are so smart. Yeah, kind of. He's actually facing west. I can put it on my computer. Yeah. What? Somebody has a question? Okay. So the context of now, how this all applies to us is when our intellect starts traveling towards the path of God, there will be more light in your life. When your intellect starts traveling only towards the world, constantly focused on the world, then there is less light on you. Yeah, now you got it. So therefore, turn the intellect at least 50% of the time towards God. Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam, 50%, at least 50% of our lives should be turned towards God. If it more than that is turned towards God, your intellect will be so illumined and your whole body will shine in light. And now there will be so much light coming out of you that in that light you are able to see clearly that there is more light. What do you see? Outside, the world. And you will also be able to see inside. What you see outside, what you see inside. From second anvaka onwards, what do you say? Namo Namaha. Namo Namaha. Now last week by mistake I said I mixed up the Yajus and Ruk. So this one letter, one sentence mantras are called Yajus, and two letter or three letter mantras are called Ruks. Okay? In the first Anuvakam, most of them are? In the first Anuvakam that you learned, most of the mantras are? Rooks, because they are either two letter. Now, how many mantras are three letters in the first Anuvakam? Now they have to look. Only one, yeah. Now this is about 20. Okay. What is the mantra that is three letters? Asavyo vasarpati nilagrivo vilohitaha. Now, there are that through two mantras that we learned, asavya stamro, asavyo vasarpati, they are directly referring to which god?
Sun.
Exactly. Surya. Yes. Surya means sun. Okay. No touching each other. Don't touch each other. Yeah. At least few inches away. Okay. Now, this, what I was talking about, what is this mantras that we are going to chat now related to? I will explain to you as we go towards this. Makara Sankranti represents, now what this means is Kranti means illumined path. Samyak Kranti means the path that is so much illumined that everybody starts talking in the path of light towards God. Understand? Hello. Any questions now? Questions? Hey, sorry, could you sit properly. You have to sit with your folded legs, and adults have some problem, they have back problems, so they have to sit. You guys have no back problem. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that, even better. Perfect. Now, let's learn the mantras from the second Anuvakam. Now the second Anuvakam.
Namo Hiranyabhave Senanye Dishanchapataye Namo Namo Vrukshebhyo Harikeshebhya Pashunam Pataye Namo Namas Saspinjaraya Trishimate Pathinam Pataye Namo Namo Babhrushaya Vivyadhine Vivyadhine Nanam Babhrushaya Vivyadhine Nanam Pataye Namo Namo Babhrushaya Vivyadhine Nanam Pataye Namo Namo. ऋषायोपवीतिने पुष्टानां पतये नमो नमो भवस्य हेत्यै जगतां पतये नमो नमो भवस्य हेत्यै जगतां पतये नमो नमो.
There we completed six yajus. Second Anuvaka has totally 13 yajus. Second Anuvaka has 13 yajus. And first Anuvaka has 15 rooks. Second Anuvaka has 13 yajus. And this 13 yajus, the first 8 yajus are one part, and the next 5 yajus are the second part. Now we completed 6 out of the 13 right now, almost 50% there. Okay, so this, what this Anuvakam is about. Now I said there are two namos, right? Namo, 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 you are going namo, 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 nama, right? So first is namo, 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 namo. What did I say last class? First namo is about?
Source.
Second namo is about?
Reflection.
But there is also first namo. These two namos represent salutations of two aspects. From external point of view, salutation to the God you see outside, salutation to the God you see inside. Huh? Salutation to the God you see outside and inside. There is nothing like that in any scriptures, that God is seen outside in every plant, in every herb, in every forest, in every bush, in every tree, in the light outside. And now there are no scriptures. Literally, I'm not saying it because proudly as a Hindu or anything. Vedas are so incredible that they connect your awareness to both inside and outside. So, from the external point of view, what this Anuvakam is doing is, this particular Anuvakam, the Anuvakam extols the Aam. What did I say? There are three things I said last time. Starts with O. Clue.
Omnipotent.
Okay. What is omnipotence? I said in Sanskrit there is a word for it. Sarveshwaratva. Sarveshwaratva. Omnipresence. Sarvantaratma. Then Sarvantaryami. God is referred to three ways, very beautiful. Supreme Consciousness. You can call God and you can call Supreme Consciousness. It has Sarveshwaratva. Ishwaram is the Lord of things. Pataye Namo means Lord. That is Sarveshwara. He is the Ishwara. He is the one that is enabling. He is the one that is the potency behind things. Sarveshwaratma. Sarvantaratma. Sarvantaratma means the one who is the indweller, the inside of things. Then Sarvantaryami, the one who is all pervading. So in Rudram, God's, all these three aspects of God are extolled. So in the external point of view, what this Anuvakam is doing is extolling the presence of God in so many things, in trees, in forests, in herbs, in medicinal plants, in bushes, in food, all those things. Now what do all these things do? Food, plants, forests, they're all referential from an internal point of view. It is about the omnipotence of Lord, that is the life force within you that is sustaining your body. Remember this. Now I will explain what these are. Now let's first mantra. First yajus. Hello, chant.
Namo Hiranyabhavane Senanye Dishanchapataye Namo Namo.
Stop. I said first yajus. Namo Hiranyabhavane Senanya Dishanchapataye Namaha. Salutations to Hiranyabahave, the one with golden shoulders. Senanya Dishanchapataye Namaha. Senanya means the chief commander. Senanya, chief commander. Dishanchapataye Namaha, the lord of all directions. Understood? Who is that outside? Hello, say it loud.
Sun.
Sun. What is today? Makara Sankara connected. Why Baba started this Anuvagam today? What is the first mantra? Hiranyabahave Senanye Dishanchapataye Namaha. That means you have invoked the sun god. What are you seeing outside? Sun. Now, yes. First mantra means the golden shouldered one, the one with golden shoulders, Hiranyabahave. Hiranyabahave, golden shoulders. Senanya, chief commander. Dishanchapataye Namaha, master of, lord of all directions. Now, Hiranyabahave, now very important. Listen to this carefully. Hiranya means, I said, gold. How does this apply to us? Inside. It has to apply inside now. What you saw outside? Only one reflection, only one is done. Second has to be done. Namo Namo, right? Namo Hiranyabahave, Senanya Dishanchapataye Namaha. What is it inside? Now, that is the value we have to connect. Hiranya means gold. That is the literal meaning. But the Hiranya has two words in it. Hita Ramaniya. If you combine the two, it becomes Hiranya. Hita means useful. Ramaniya means beautiful. Hita means useful. Ramaniya means beautiful. Hiranyabhagave means the one who has beautiful and useful shoulders. Now what does that mean? His service. He is service oriented. The one who has shoulders that do service, they are golden shoulders. Otherwise, they are olden shoulders. So therefore, Bhagavan has Hiranyabhagave. His shoulders are Hiranya, not ordinary. Because he is always serving Hita, Ramaniya. Therefore, the one who serves usefully and beautifully, he will always be the great leader, Senanya. Dishanchapataye Namaha, not ordinary service, serve all. Therefore, Dishanchapataye Namaha. Now you understand how this mantra applies to inside, our inside. Our inside God, when he is extending shoulders in action, in service, that is useful, actions that are beautiful and useful. Whoever does actions that are useful and beautiful automatically will be the leader. You understand? A leader is the one that does actions that are useful and beautiful. And then what happens? Their action is not just restricted to themselves, not restricted to their family or their community. You understand? The actions are now Dishanchapataye Namaha. They are extending all over. They are spreading all over in all directions. That is the inner value of that. Now chant Namo Hiranyabhagave. Next mantra.
Namo Hiranyabhagave Senanye Dishanchapataye Namo Namo Rishabhyo Harikeshabhya Pashunam Pataye Namo Namah.
Hita means useful. Ramaniya means beautiful. When you combine those two words, it becomes a Hiranya.
So beautiful means, is it
term? Beautiful means pleasing. Actions, see, some people do actions and they accomplish all the goals, but there are a lot of dead bodies in the way. Yeah? Now in corporate sense, it is not what you accomplish that matters. It is not only what you accomplished, but also how you accomplished it. Some people are extremely good in finishing of things, but when they finish, lot of people are finished. That is not, now they did something useful, but what did they do? The outcome, nobody left behind. Yes, somebody raised Mohan. Thank you for removing the clock.
Credit should go to Satish.
Okay.
Hita is not coming from Hitamu.
Hitamu, same word.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Word. Hita means useful.
Hita, good. I mean,
Hita is good.
Yeah, good or
useful. Useful or good. Good. Good means now somebody will ask, what is good, what is bad? Now, that's the question. So don't use the word good. Useful means what? Something that is useful. Ramaniya means beautiful. Action is accomplished, but actually created more leaders. Hita, Ramaniya. Therefore, the leaders are not just about how they did it, but not about just what they did about it, how they did it. And when they did it, they are not only leadership, but they are building leaders behind. Question clarified? Yes. Now chant. Now the second one is Vrukshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha Pashunam Pataye Namaha. Vrukshe. Vruksha means? Hello, come on. Trees. Yeah. Vruksha means trees. Vrukshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha. Now if you look at a tree that is fully alive or vital, what does it have?
Green leaves.
Green leaves. The hair. Like Harikeshebhyaha means the trees with green leaves. Pashunam Patena. What eats the green leaves? Animals. Yeah, not only cows, we also, hello. Yeah, we are also eating the leaves only. Not just cows, animals are eating all this stuff. So the vitality, now what is recognized? Sarveshwaratva, the omnipotence of the God. Is not only giving these trees, you are saluting to the trees. Now you see, listen to this. It's all about green nowadays, isn't it? Now, what is this green concept? Is not a new concept. The green concept existed in the Veda time. When they looked at the trees, they said they worshipped the trees. Therefore, they treated trees reverentially. They never even the plants, even before they cut the plants and you cook the food, you say, you pray to the plant, thank you for giving me the food. And after you cook, you say, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi, and you pray to the food and you eat it. That means you are grateful to the God that provided you the food. How did he provide this food? This food is provided through Rukshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha. And therefore, Pashunam Pataye Namaha. So when you see the tree, salutation outside, external point of view. Vrukshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha. Now, right now when you go out, no green leaves. But still vrukshas are there. You say Vrukshebhyo. And during springtime, Harikeshebhyaha. During fall time, Vrukshebhyo. During springtime, Harikeshebhyaha. Pashunam Pataye Namaha. Now that is external. What is internal? Huh. The internal value of this, Vruksha means the one which falls. The inner meaning of the word Vruksha means one which falls. One which could be felled. F-E-L-L-E-D. So, the one which falls is the Vruksha. What is this body? It has to fall. Sometime or the other, it will fall. It is a Vruksha. Your body is your vruksha. Samte dehamu panchabhautikamu. Dehamu kulaka tappa deppudun, Bhagavan says. Dehamu kulaka tappa deppudun. Sometime or the other, this body has to fall. But how is the body standing right now? What is it making it stand?
You're healthy.
You're healthy, but what?
Legs.
Legs.
Breath.
What is it that making your body alive?
Blood.
Okay, now keep going. What is making the blood flowing?
Veins.
Okay. So what is responsible for all of this working?
Brain.
Okay.
Brain sends out messages.
Brain sends the messages. So, okay, now. Are you guys understanding? There is something else behind everything. DNA, yeah, now you see. Keep thinking, you know.
Air.
Air, yeah. Lungs, yeah, now it's keep. Now, Rukshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha. Behind all of this, there is this Lord who is giving the vital force, the life force has to be there. If the life force is not there, the heart won't pump the blood, the lungs won't breathe the air, the veins won't carry the blood, the eyes won't be able to see. Vrikshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha Pashunam Pataye Namaha means salutations to that Lord who is the vital force behind all animals and the bodies of these animals. Vrikshebhyo Harikeshebhyaha Pashunam Pataye Namaha. That is the inner view. What is the outer view? The outer view is trees with green leaves that are making these animals to be sustained. The inner view is the God who is the vital force that is enabling this body to have this life. Now chant the first two and the third mantra. Namo the time but the watch is not there.
Ishan Chapataye Namo Namo Vrikshebhyo Harikeshebhya Pashunam Pataye Namo Namas Sasinjaraya Vishimate Patinam Pataye Namo Namo.
We are musicians that pay attention to that. Like him, yeah. Babhlushaya Viv, no sorry, that's the one. Babhlushaya Vivyadhine Annanam Pataye Namaha Saspinjaraya Trishimate Pathinam Pataye Namaha. Saspinjara means, the word saspinjara means when the buds, the flower buds are coming out, they have a very interesting reddish yellow color. And that saspinjara means that color. Saspinjara. Trishimate means that color which is illumining the mind. Trishimate. Trishimate means illumined mind. Mati means mind. Trishimate means lustrous mind. Lustrous mind. Pathinam Pataye Namaha means the one who is taking that mind which takes you on various paths. Now you see, very important. This mantra is not only external, it's also internal. Saspinjaraya Tvishimate Pathinam Pataye Namaha. With this, I will stop for today. Pathinam Pataye Namaha. Saspinjara means, what did I say? Reddish, yellow color. Now you see, three colors are coming. First mantra is what color? Golden color. Second mantra is what color?
Green.
Third mantra is?
Yellow.
Reddish yellow color. And this reddish yellow color, that is the effulgence. It is actually illumining the mind. Trishimate. Salutations to the reddish yellow one who is giving me a lustrous mind. A mind that is lustrous. Means it's filled with light. That light. And that light enables me to walk on different paths of life. Is this related to today? Yeah, Sankranti. This is the message of Sankranti. Illumined mind. Trishimate means lustrous mind, illumined mind. Pathinam Pataye Namaha. What this means internally is, the word religion in Sanskrit is, there is a word for it. What is it? Religion in Sanskrit. Word for what you call religion in Sanskrit? Mata. Mata. And what you call in mind in Sanskrit? Mati. Mati. From the word mati came mata. So Bhagavan says, Matulu manchivaina matameni chaddadi. Matulu manchivaina matameni chaddadi. Matulu means your minds. If your minds are good, there is no problem with religion. If your minds are corrupt, then some religion is bad. My religion is great. If you don't believe my God, you go to hell. If you don't believe my God, you go to hell. That problem is not just with Christianity, not just Christians, not just Muslims. That problem is very evident within Hinduism.
If you are Narayana, if you don't have this, if you don't worship the guy who has this electric poles, you see this electric poles?
And then railway tracks. Two kinds of guys. Electric poles, Narayana, yesterday's guys. And railway tracks are Vibhuti guys. So these guys are constantly fighting. If you don't believe in Narayana, that Velkudi Krishnan or whoever, that great guy that came to Sacramento and he said, remove all the Sai Baba pictures. Why you are worshipping him? Only Krishna's picture should be there. That what is it? He is no different than a Christian. Who is saying if you don't believe in Jesus, you go to hell. So these people are bad minds. They are bad minds. They are Matulu or Chadavi. Trishimate Pathinam Pataya Namaha. When God is behind in illumining your mind, then what you see? You see love of Jesus as God. You see love of Krishna as God. You see the compassion of Shiva as God. You see the beautiful character of Zarathustra as God. You see the resolve of Moses as God. Now you are truly traveling in Uttarayana. Bablusha, sorry, Saspinjarayat Vishimate Patinam Pataye Namaha. Now, beautiful message Bhagavan has given on Sankranti through these three mantras today. Very much God's presence only can make happen things like that. Only God's presence and His compassionate grace. Let's chant these three mantras and then we will continue the next class with other mantras.
Om Shanti Shanti.